The church was given its definitive appearance by Bishop Jean de Morléans, with the building of the closed choir between 1525 and 1535. The all-wood construction is inestimable because it's all of one piece, built under a single bishop. There were probably other more modest, less enclosed stalls before. The practice became current in medieval times and meant that the worlds of clerics and laypeople rubbed shoulders in many churches. The clerics celebrated Mass, while the laypeople, who only rarely took communion, mostly came for the devotions lavished on the relics. So there was nothing shocking in building a choir for the exclusive use of the canons, which kept the faithful on the periphery of the sacred enclosure. The most devout pilgrims could always hear Mass through the openwork parts of the enclosure near the sanctuary. Jean de Morléans probably borrowed the idea from the choir then being built in the cathedral at Auch. But when construction began on the Saint-Bertrand choir, the Roman Catholic Church was riven by a major crisis. Martin Luther had just paved the way for the Reformation, and in its turn, the papacy launched its own vast reform. The Council of Trent, from 1545 to 1563, laid down new liturgical rules centred on the Eucharist. From now on, the faithful were required to attend Mass, which meant that the rood screens separating the nave from the choir were demolished in most churches. At Saint-Bertrand, as at Auch, the scarcely completed construction was retained, and a liturgical area compliant with the new rules was created in front of the rood screen, the parish altar, just to the right as you go in. This altar is described in commentary number 6.